Okay, we can have a story, we can have a discussion between two. Either it's here and now, or it's the happiest Vaishnavas like that. One is a typical ISKCON loyalist, and the other one is a free-thinking Vaishnava, you know, challenging sometimes. Little bit of the revolutionary type, and you can see here we just show that how different the two approach the situation. One of them is from Italy, is from Catholic family where you're used to respecting your religious, you know, institution. The churches, the cathedrals, the priests, the bishops, the pope. It's there. And he grew up with that and came from that into Krishna consciousness, the natural way, so to speak. And the other one grew up in the, how to say it, cutting edge, boomer European, North European, Swedish, atheistic, materialistic, even nihilistic, just, you know, enjoy work, get money, buy things, and develop technology. More and more amenities, and enjoy. We are just animals, as the kids back then, including our PO, learned and said to each other, so let's just live like animals, which they did, some of them. So anyway, we can look at those two people's backgrounds and how that shaped maybe the way they are now looking at this situation. The Italian guy, he feels obliged to respect the tradition. Here is our temple, here is our spiritual movement, here is our, yes, religious institution, and that should be respected, and the leaders, not bishops, cardinals, but sannyasis, and so kind of just taking it over there and having very much respect for that institution, and even being afraid of, from childhood, you know, to criticize. You shouldn't do that, it's not good. Whilst our PO, he grew up with Protestant Christianity still there as a state religion and being taught in school as the only religion that matters and so on. We could see the hypocrisy, that when things did not work out like in heaven, and the priests did strange things, and there was more money and, you know, profit and power and all that play involved there as well, and so on. Then those young Swedes and many others in Europe and the US rebelled against that. We rebel against hypocrisy and falsehood and lying and cheating and all that, you know. It was an outspoken generation there. And now they stand there, finding themselves in what it's actually, when you look at it objectively, with clear eyes, honestly, dysfunctional traits in a spiritual institution, religious institution, that makes it not flourishing, but shrinking. And the Italian man is, he's, yes, caught in that kind of echo bubble, amplified cognitive dissonance. You're not allowed to see it, because then you're criticizing our big leaders and so on. So is the problem there or isn't it? Well, it's not really a problem. It used to be, but it's not anymore. And so on. Or at least you can see the cognitive dissonance in his behavior. Because the problems are so, not only ubiquitous or whatever you say, but they are serious. Hurting people, children, women. Seniors. So, but he can't admit it to himself. And then he is kind of torn a little bit in between, because others are then saying, when he happens to echo something or repeat something that Pio said, or whoever it is, but happens to be he or her, then others will say, well, that guy is just one of those criticizers. He's a demon. Things like that. So, yeah, it's a good way of showing something there. That's probably a problem appearing in many spiritual, religious groups, others too.